From the Life of President John Taylor, Missionary to His Family, Ensign March 1987, pages 37 through 38, February 1980, pages 52 through 54. Elder John Taylor was called as a missionary to England. He left his family in Iowa and traveled with Elder Wilford Woodruff, John's wife. "Please, John, find my brother and teach him the gospel. We will miss you." When he and the other missionaries arrived in England, Elder Taylor went to the home of his wife's brother, George Cannon, in Liverpool. George's wife, Anne, answered the door. "John, hello, I am John Taylor, the husband of George's sister, Leonora." "Anne, welcome to our home, John. George isn't home now, but he will be later this evening." "John, I would like to return to visit with George and the rest of your family." "Anne, George, there goes a man of God. He has come to bring salvation to your father's house." Elder Taylor returned to their home and taught the entire family the gospel. "George, John, welcome." "John, thank you. I have a message of the restored Church of Jesus Christ to share with you and your family." Elder Taylor soon had to leave for a different city, but the Cannon family continued to study the gospel. George could not put the Book of Mormon down. Later, Elder Taylor returned to Liverpool and finished teaching them. "John, this book is the work of God, for no wicked man could write such a book as this, and no good man could write it unless it was true, and he was commanded of God to do so." George and Anne Cannon were baptized a month from the day of John's first visit. A few months later, three of the Cannon children were baptized too. The Cannon family immigrated to America. Their oldest son, George Q. Cannon, later became an apostle and was a counselor to four presidents of the church. End of the article. From the Life of President John Taylor, Missionary to His Family.